Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this 28th day of August 2021 as we take a look at being out of control. That's what this is all about right now in our country. Everybody's pretty much into the narcissistic values of their life, thinking in terms of what they want, wealth, power, control, privilege. These are the things that most people are looking at inside themselves and desiring. And of course, you know, there's a lot of issues that are involved in all this, and we're going to talk about some of them. I want to emphasize the whole idea of values and what we deem important. We are a superficial country, and we have, as the premise of our country, the desire to dominate the markets, dominate the world, dominate in every aspect. And because this has become the focal point, the focus point, I should also say, of our lives here, we miss what the meaning of our living is all about. And we regard our life as a matter of the outer extremities, the things that we can buy, purchase, how we can control our future. We're insecure people, so we're always looking for that thing in our world where we have security, and it's usually financial security. So we have all of this. This is DNA. This is our basic nature as human beings. We go out into the world and we try to conquer it and sustain our lives through the premise of war. War that also emulates from business as well as obviously the military. So all of this is going on right in front of us, and it is mucking up the not only the economy, but the ecology. And the only reason the ecology hasn't changed is because we haven't found a way to make the economy of it worth our while. So because we're so greedy, narcissistic, our values are off the chart. So I get these emails from people all the time now. And it's interesting because we're at a place where in the ecology of this world, we're about to slip over the cliff and not be able to deal with what's going on. It's going to get, as scientists say, catastrophic. And there are people like the Rush Limbaughs of the world and the Donald Trumps and the basically, I hate to say this, I'm not taking sides, the Republican Party, for all of the damage that is being done to our earth is all about really being supported by corporations. Now, the problem, and I'm not a political guy, but to this common thinking simpleton, Greg Penn, The problem has nothing to do with what we'd like to believe it to be, which is natural causes when it comes to our heating up planet, our overextended heating up planet. Has to do a lot of it with the way our government is set up. And I know you all think that this is a democracy, but it's not. At best, it's a republic. And when I hear the media talk about we're protecting our democracy, we don't have a democracy. We have a republic, and we are run by money, not liberty, justice, and truth. We are run by money, 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 money. And money doesn't care what money does in this world to hurt people. Money doesn't care about ecology. It doesn't care about love, compassion, wisdom. It doesn't care. It cares about itself being being in the position of getting more, 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 more. And that's what we want. So with all that being said, and that was too much, I'm sure we're out of control. And so that's what I've entitled this program. Here are some questions I'm now getting. These questions were never put to me in the 80s, in the 90s, in or the early 20s. It's now becoming a fact. Recently, the UN and their scientists have all come to agree that we are just about ready to fall off the cliff and not be able to turn things around. I heard that years ago, so I think that we're already over the cliff, but that's a Greg Penn opinion based on his ignorance. So here we go. First question comes from Taylor in Los Angeles, California. What is happening to our country? Everything seems off and wrong. Violence. And then he goes into his personal point of view about politics. And he says, you know, governors, presidents, Congress doesn't care about the people, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on. Taylor, duh. Really? You're just getting this? This has been going on since the beginning of my life when I was a little boy. This keeps going on and on and on, this whole thing of the way we live and going off the cliff and being unhinged. We're out of control. And I'll tell you why. I really will. We don't have anything in our life that is sacred. We do not regard the earth as sacred. We don't regard our life as sacred. There's a lot of YOLOs out there. Most people are YOLOs. You only live once. And that's the way they live. They have no sense of gravitas about their life, about this world. We do not see this world, this earth, as a place where we caretake it. And we take care of not only the earth, but as well as each other. But we don't do that. And it's all about making a buck. So when you start looking at what's happening now and what's going on with people of this earth, it's we don't care. We are not educated people. And we're only educated when we are educated in how to be self-destructive. We're not looking at things from the point of view of how to sustain life here on earth. You would think we would. You would think we would have some means and understanding of what it is to be kind to one another. And a lot of it has to do with that. But we have no sense of sacredness. And we have no feeling of duty towards anything that is sacred. We don't even know what that means. All we know is we want to eat, drink, and be merry. And that's our whole idea. We want security. We want quick, fast money. We want a luxurious life. We want something in our life that compensates for the lack of our character, the lack of our wisdom, the lack of our understanding of what this world and this life is really all about. We just don't care. And you can't make people care. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to say it right out. The problems we have as an earth, as people on earth, cannot be fixed through legislation. It cannot be fixed through war. It cannot be fixed through money. It has to start in the individual. A person has to reach into their being and mature past their genetic background, their DNA. They have to reach so deep that they touch the soul. And most people don't even care about the soul. They have no idea what a soul is, nor do they want to understand what it is. They want a beer. They want some alcohol. They want some marijuana. They want a sport. They want to be entertained. That's all they want. They want nothing more and anything less. And that's the way people are. So the real issue is not just government, but us. We the people are the problem. And when Orange Man was in power, he made people believe that our job was to make America great again. And I have no idea what his idea of great was. All I know is we slid further and deeper into the pit of despair, into the pit of being indifferent towards the beauty of life. And there is nothing that is going to get us out of that at all. The die is cast. And where we go from here, I do not know. Actually, I do not know. So there you are. Taylor, thank you for your email, and thank you for all of your ideas. Some of them amused me, some of them saddened me, and some of them made me smile. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one is from Clark, and he is also from California. What can any of us do about unruly people? I am afraid to go out with my family in public. Clark, I don't blame you. I'm going to be flying down to San Diego to do a workshop in Encinitas in September on the 18th, and I'm not comfortable flying. I'm not comfortable with the people on the plane. I'm not comfortable with any of it. I think this whole idea of being rowdy, I don't know if you've ever listened to the Orange Man, Mr. Trump, at any of his rallies, but he incites violence. And I saw on the internet a videotape of him talking about beating the shit out of somebody who was there, and that he would pay the legal bills for it, yada, 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 and he wanted him thrown out, this kind of thing. You don't really understand the collective unconscious until you watch somebody like this and watch the reaction that people have towards this kind of guy, this kind of situation. It's ugly. And to think that a president would have that kind of influence over the general public is quite shocking to me. I'm naive. I'm not that bright. And I can't really understand why people would follow that kind of tyranny. That is not a leader of democracy at all. It just is not. So there are too many special interests in America. We don't unite as one. We don't take care of one another. We don't share with one another. We got a long way to go. And all of this has to do not with philosophy or even religion. It has to do with compassion and even common sense. The common sense that says we're better as a whole than as individuals, that we are stronger when we work together in a compassion, in a love, in a caring, than we do in our individual fight for our own security, our own happiness, and money, money, money. That's all it's about. So we've reduced life to the common denominator of who has the most and is, quote unquote, secure. There's a lot of crazies out there. This opened up Pandora's box of crazy. The 4 years with Orange Man just turned everything upside down. And I'll be really honest with you. It surprised me the effect that somebody like Crazy Man Trump could have over the American public in general. It surprised me. As long as we have these kinds of people, they will unearth the hidden majority of us who are hiding in our DNA and want to do nothing but what I call eat meat. And eat meat means that they want to go out and do things that are vicious and unkind and are Neanderthal to the public, to the general public. There are some wonderful people out there in this country. They really are. But they are not heard. They are ignored. And people look at them and call them names. In doing so, we miss what it's really all about. It is impossible to have a Gandhi now. It's impossible to have, shall we say, someone who is there to help us awaken, not woke, but awaken, awaken to love. What really needs to happen is there needs to be a deep spiritual movement for love, compassion, forgiveness. But that's considered hippie. And if you talk about that with young people, which I have, it's all about them and us being hippies. Those of us who meditate, those of us who plant trees, those of us who give time and service to people who need help. Hippie. I'm a hippie. So I don't know where this idea of hippie is. In my generation, there were a lot of people who did a lot of very ugly things in the influence of drugs and alcohol and marijuana. So I suppose that's where the hippie thing comes from. But we've got to get past these stereotypes and want to live in love more than wanting what we want for ourselves. There's going to need to be a turnabout, and we're not capable of that turnabout because we have too many desires, too many opinions, and much too much indifference towards love, real love. So until a person is willing to work on themselves and really work on themselves, nothing's going to happen. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question real quick. What is wrong with us? And this is from Fred, again, in California. There's so many things to say about this. It isn't that we're wrong. It's that we're out of harmony. Wrong is the wrong term, as it were. Wrong is inaccurate. Where we are is we're not in harmony with love. We're not in harmony with the real earth. We're not in harmony with compassion and love. And this, quite frankly, this earthly experience is not one that would gravitate towards that, nor even evoke that kind of behavior or insight. We're in the Kali Yuga stage of our world, and it's in a self-destructive mode. We're going to have to destroy ourselves in order to awaken to ourselves, and that's just the way we work as people. We are natural-born killers. We are. And if you look inside the human body, if you look inside our DNA, if you realize our history through our genetic patterns, you will see that what I am saying, sadly enough, is true. So what needs to happen? What is going to happen? I do not know. But what is wrong with us? We have no gravitas towards love. We do not care about maturing. We only care about our little life and being comfortable in our little recliner, our recliner chair that sits in front of the TV, and we hit that clicker and we just stay amused and entertained by everything. We like to hear the news and how other people are suffering, so we can think to ourselves we're doing better than them, or that I hope that doesn't happen here, and we just don't see the value of maturing. We just don't see it, and most people make fun of it, so that's where we are. We're never going to change. Nobody wants to change, and what we really need is more than change. We need transformation, and that just isn't going to happen at all. Not at all. I'm out of here. Thank you, Fred, for your question and your comments. I appreciate them. All right. We'll pick this up tomorrow a little bit, hey? Maybe it will help. Until then, meditate. Work on yourself. Ask yourself, where am I in all of this, and how do I contribute to this craziness? Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.